Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Snap to him on first and 10. Michael looks, shoots it for Ray McCloud, who makes the catch out of bounds at the 50. I cannot believe he threaded that needle.
Yeah, that was a deep out cut on a dime to Ray McCloud, and that was pretty tight coverage. Good job of Ray concentrating, squeezing the football.
Oh, I jumped up off the couch when Ray made that catch.
Let's go.
Well,
same way.
Yes, that was a very good play by Ray. Ray also had a moment, though, where he didn't decide. He lined up wrong and decided not to really run and just jogged, and that cost us a timeout.
We're just focusing on the highlight that Dylan just
also
played.
Can we not ask Ray to block anybody anymore either?
He's going to have to.
I love
he's
the
gonna
guy.
Have to. Just
he's
like
such
Kyle Pitts,
a good
at some
dude.
Point they're gonna have to.
And a fun guy, and he makes plays, man, when you need him.
He can't George Pickens us.
But
sorry.
But it's not no. George Pickens just doesn't try. Ray tries. He just not his forte.
He's got the E. Weems, Eric Weems going on for him.
No,
Eric Weems used to just throw his body around, just ricochet off of people.
Eric Weems used to launch himself into the blocks,
exactly.
And it worked.
He'd be like, I'm gonna get KO'd, but I'm at least gonna give it everything I have.
By the way, we are the morning shift on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I'm Allie Mack. You got Mike Johnson, Bo Morgan here. This hour has been brought to you by Mark Spain Real Estate. Go to markspain.com. Get a guaranteed offer on your home today and start packing. We do have a Life of Squid coming up shortly, but we've been taking your calls all morning about that Falcons loss yesterday. A lot to like, though, about yesterday's game, but ultimately came down to a 23-20 loss. Got a few more calls to get to. Dylan, let's go out to Xavier and Gwinnett. Xavier, what's going on?
Hey, what's going on, team? Hey. Heads up. This is a very good call.
Nice.
Love it.
I love the Falcons. I'm a diehard Falcons fan, but I love NFL football even more, right? So I love it enough to know that our team has been pretty mediocre for years, and I don't really see where this offseason we graduated from that mediocrity. We are relying on a lot of rookies, but they're rookies. So to me, I feel like there's going to be a lot of development this year, but this idea that we're going to be this top five offense and our defense is going to vastly improve, I never really brought that. So I kind of just tempered my expectations.
Yeah, I appreciate the phone call. Here's what I'll say, and I think Dave Archer just said this best, guys. This is not the same team you're going to have. I know you've been saying that a lot today too, Bo. These guys are going to develop. Mm-hmm. Don't make that exclamation after the first game where four rookies got meaningful snaps on defense. That's not who this team is ultimately going to be. Now, they could get worse, but let's just stop with this ship has sailed after week one.
I mean, I think that the defense allowed that final drive, but they're getting a lot of hate when I thought there was so many good – they did – the defense gave up three touchdowns yesterday. Two of them came up from one right at the 50, the other from like your own 40-yard line, and then the third, which was the game going ahead, that was a bad kickoff where they got the ball like the 40-yard line. So the short fields really killed the Falcons.
I forgot
yesterday
about Youngway shaking that opening kickoff until you just said that. Dude, so that was like you.
And he did it late, too. So,
crazy.
I understand, but the defense did a pretty good job yesterday. I mean, I you want to give them, they didn't make the plays at the very end, but to sit here and just crap on the defense, to me, and the reason you think you have a top-five offense because you have an all-pro caliber running back, a top-tier wide receiver, and you finally look like you got the quarterback situation figured out. So, I understand if you want to be negative about one thing, let's be negative about special teams today. That's where I would go. The special teams needs a lot of work right now.
Let's get one more call in. Shelton in Clayton County. Shelton, how are you feeling today?
Hey, I'm doing good. How y'all doing?
Good.
So I just wanted to make a couple quick points about a couple things. So the first thing that I noticed is I love Penny for everything I see. But I did realize it seemed like he's a little timid when it comes to, like, moving in the pocket. Like, I feel like if we're going to have a mobile quarterback, you don't got to be Michael Vick. But for the most part, you want to see him at least get out of the pocket, move around, try to extend the play a little bit. I feel like a lot of plays we could have did a lot more. And the play calling seems just a little mediocre to me. It's like we're running plays where I feel like everybody in the building knows we're running the ball up the middle. If we know that y'all finna do it, then I'm pretty sure the professional coach on the other side knows y'all finna do it.
Yeah. Look, there's a lot to unpack there. I will just say I'm not happy with the play calling either, or the play design, if you will. But the flip side of that is there's a lot more things going on that you don't realize. And when they have a five-man defensive front end with Vita Vea at the nose guard, there's not, you know, you kind of have to find other ways to go about it. And I think they should, and they will. But I'm not happy with the play calling either as far as Zach Robinson goes. I didn't think it was his best day.
I would tell you that I thought Penix moved. I'm not really sure. I thought Penix moved well. He only had one sack yesterday. He moved around, kept plays alive. But he also can read, and he was seeing what was happening, and he got the ball out quickly, which is actually the preferred
right
thing you want him to do.
Like, I was shocked that he didn't run around earlier. He waited till the fourth quarter to pick up some first downs with his legs, which was nice. I was shocked it didn't happen earlier.
But and he's trying to distribute. Like, his job right. is to get that ball to a guy's hands and let them make a play. You don't want him taking a ton of shots, so.
Well, I do want to say thanks to everyone for calling in today. Gabe, I'm sorry we didn't get to your call. Keep tweeting us. I promise we are seeing them at 9-9 morning shift. And this Thursday, join Dukes and Bell at Buffalo's Cafe and Coming for a special broadcast. They'll be getting you ready for Thursday night's NFL game. Plus, looking ahead to the weekend's college and pro football action. That is Thursday at Buffalo's Cafe in Coming.
Baron Burton's W Sauce, the New Round Brewing, the Owl Inn Lager. Man, such good stuff. Had a few this weekend. All right, look, I think we all know what happened. We've talked about the Falcons game. I really am proud of everyone that called in, though, because I think most people haven't overreacted. Because the biggest thing is if we'd have won yesterday's game, doesn't mean we're going to the Super Bowl. Because we lost yesterday's game, doesn't mean we're going to be shut out of the playoffs and the season is over. And I think most people took it kind of with a grain of salt type thing, which is what you need to do, right, mm-hmm. with that first game. We saw last year that the first game hurt us, but it wasn't the be-all, end-all what we were going to do. That said, I was watching College Game Day. I did a lot Saturday morning before the game started. We went on a walk. I did the yard. I had to clean the baby Breeza, you know, because the thing that makes the formula, because it needed to be cleaned. You got cleaned every so often. And I did all these things. And as I'm finishing up the baby Breeza, putting it back together, I flipped it back on my phone to game day because I wanted to see Trae Young, because Trae Young was the celebrity game day picker, and he was the first one since they right. did the Corso Gate thing with his celebration of him. And I was really impressed with Trae. I thought Trae did a really good job. He got a couple of games right. He got some wrong, but that's just bad. I mean, you know.
Nailed that Mississippi State.
That's right. And let's listen to a little bit of Trae on College Game Day Dylon.
There's a lot of legends in the building, and you can obviously see most of them are against us. And but this is our second time playing Michigan. The last time we played them, we all know the result, and we ultimately won the championship at the end of the year. And for me, I'm having that same feeling. Like, I'm having that same type of vibe.
Boomer! Boomer!
Soon as about 50, man. Let's go.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Wow. Good
yeah.
stuff, man.
I thought Trae did well. Obviously, everybody knows the homer, Desmond Howard, was going to have a slanted bias in his pick. But no,
I don't blame him. I'd be the same way if I was Desmond. I'd dig on there. Let's go.
Yeah, you know, Mark Ingram don't do that. So, you know, Matt Leinart, Kirk does it sometimes, actually. He gets kind of caught up, and he tries not to. But I've actually really grown to like Mark Ingram on the big
Mark's great,
noon.
Man. He brings so much energy. He's really, really good at his job, too, so I'm with you.
He was talking about Ohio State, and then he was talking about the run game, and I was like, dude, like, all right. Like, yes, you're sir. Bringing it. I love it. But, you know, I thought Trey did a really good job. He represented our city well. He represented his school well. I was a big fan of what Trey brought to that. So, congratulations. Good job, Trey.
Not a boy.
That's right.
Yeah, nice work.
Good job,
right,
Trey. Right, boy, good Trey. Job. Good job. Well, we got a roll for Mike, Bo, Dylan, and myself. Allie Mack, thanks for being here today. The Steakhouse is coming up next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And don't forget to
stay cool, Atlanta.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.